Welcome to Scale Your Charisma, the podcast for innovative sales and marketing leaders. I'm Jeff Leo Herman, and as the head of growth and innovation at Fathom, I'm simply happy to share how we use video, content, and social media to scale our relationships and revenue. A mind blade, this ain't no phase, no longer grazing in this field I once laid. An interesting topic today we want to discuss. I was on a podcast interview last night, a great guy, podcast called Startup Madness, and we were talking about video communications and the importance of scaling your charisma and using video as a method to build trust and credibility and establish relationships, germinate the seeds of relationships with your prospects and customers. And the host, Joel, asked me, he said, well, what if you stammer and what if you forget and what if you lose your place? And my response is, it happens all the time. It literally happens all the time where you go, In fact, I was struggling 2 days ago for a word, body language. And I, you know, after the fact, I thought I should have said body language. You know, when you can read prospects face to face, you can read their body language. And if you're communicating via video, sometimes you don't have full access to all the body language. You can see their face, right? But you can't really see if their arms are crossed or not. You can tell, though. So anyway, he said, what happens if you lose track or stammer? And it happens, right? So don't worry about it. It's more important that you commit and you build a personal relationship with your prospects and customers and scale it out through video and basically share who you are and what you stand for. And the key is, if you do stumble, that's fine, because you're authentic. You're not polished. Polished presenters on YouTube and polished professionals and actors actually don't translate well on YouTube because it's too perfect and too staged and, like, you know, it seems superficial almost. I believe in this era of video communications, where, once again, email as we know it will die in 18 to 24 months, and video communications is going to take hold. You have to just be real and be authentic and be prepared to just communicate and be yourself. And so how do you eliminate the stumbles, right? That's really the key. Like, what do you do? How do you prepare so you at least have a good sense of what you're going to say? And it's as simple as hold a note card, right? So this is blank because I'm literally winging it right now. But normally when I shoot videos, I at least have an outline. I have a little framed outline with a headline and maybe three key points I want to get across. And then once I start rolling, because I've shot a lot of video, I can just keep rolling with it and I have a lot to say and no shortage of things I want to share with everybody. So to the extent that you have a cheat sheet, that's fine. You just kind of glance down. No one can fault you for that. Because once again, authenticity matters. Like, and being yourself matter. And you don't have to worry about being polished or, as we covered in one of the podcasts, being videogenic. Because videogenic people and that are too polished seem insincere. And it's more important if you're just very sincere and you're communicating your point and you have a passion for what you're talking about. So it's a quick one today. It is Friday, July 1st. Can't believe it's July 1st already. Rolling into the 4th of July weekend. Fortunately, it's raining here today, which is great news because we haven't had rain in a couple weeks. And we'll continue our 30-day challenge. So we nailed day 3 of the 30-day challenge. You know, expect to hear from us over the weekend. Might be on a little more casual, personal side of things. But I, like I said, I always encourage everyone to get out there, scale your charisma, do the preparation today. Like, the preparation today matters. Like, you have to get good at video communications today to prepare yourself for the future. And you'll, you know, good news is we also talked about this on the podcast. So many people fear video and fear looking silly. Embrace that fear, be different, be bold, get out there, and you'll race ahead of the pack. So love to hear your questions, comments, concerns about embracing the future of video communications and how you prepare and what tips you've used. Do you have an outline? Do you have a whiteboard off to the side that you glance at? Do you just roll with it and hope it works out? Fly by the seat of your pants? I think that all works, right? There's a number of factors you can use to just make sure that you come across as knowledgeable and authentic and respectful, but at the same point, a real person. So have a great weekend.